Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Yes, it is. ESPN 106.3 is live from LIV Golf Miami. C-Cat alongside Theo Dorsey for one hell of a Saturday, my guy.
It's that time. It's that time, baby. You know what? I'll be honest with you, C-Cat. I have never experienced what LIV Golf was, especially not in person. Hadn't watched it on TV yet, but today I'm already excited about stuff. I saw the big blue explosion. We're at the Blue Monster, and I'm closing in on finding my favorite golf team.
Yes, that is one of the objectives that we have today on this round two action at LIV Golf Miami at Trump Doral. The Blue Monster is being taken on by 54 of the best pro golfers in the world. We enter today with Patrick Reed with a two-stroke lead coming into. He parred hole one, got in some trouble on the left fairway, and you can hear the LIV Golf theme music behind me as we do a leaderboard update here on ESPN 106.3 for LIV Golf Miami. That drive from Patrick Reed, he found trouble on the left side, but recovered.
Yeah.
He found his way after that. And then we keep on continuing the day with, he was playing with Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah.
Dustin Johnson.
So you tell me Reed's an elite?
Reed is an elite? Is that what you said?
Reed is an elite.
Yeah, Reed is an elite.
We saw his first shot and we got nervous.
We did get nervous.
Yeah. And he bounced back that quick.
He did bounce back that quick. He did come into the day with a two-stroke lead, but he still is in the lead here on LIV Golf Miami Trump Doral. I don't know why my phone's not loading. That's unfortunate.
It's a little Wi-Fi situation. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you see right here. I took a picture of the Wi-Fi info so you can get logged into the Wi-Fi and get your phone on it. But, C-Cat, I want people to understand this because I'm sure there's a lot of folks here who have watched LIV Golf on TV. I'm sure there's also a lot of folks who have, enjoyed golf events in person. This is a totally different experience already just an hour into this thing than I would have imagined. The theatrics, the music all throughout the course, and also the interaction. I've seen, like, golfers already kind of chopping it up with fans and stuff. This is kind of cool.
It is really cool. And finally, the internet cooperated.
There we go.
So I can now give you a LIV Golf Miami scoreboard update. We have a trio of Americans tied at the top in the first United States events at Trump Doral. It's Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, all tied atop the leaderboard at 4 under. Patrick Reed, yes, he did save par on one after finding the left rough, but he could not save par on hole number two, which dropped him a stroke, where Bryson DeChambeau is 1 under on the day, Dustin Johnson is 1 under on the day, Patrick Reed 1 over on the day. So the Americans, they are happy to be on the Eastern time zone. They are happy to play in front of a raucous crowd. There's a reason why this is the biggest party this weekend in South Florida, and that sure is saying something.
Yeah.
We saw the group of Bryson, Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed walk down one. They seem to be the fan favorites tonight, and that is saying a lot when you have competitors like Phil Mickelson, when you have, obviously, John Rahm, the latest free agent addition to LIV Golf. You have a whole lot of stars out here at LIV Golf, Trump Doral, but they love Bryson, they love DJ, and they love Patrick Reed. Theo, I told you one of the objectives today is going to find your rooting interest, to find your favorite LIV Golf team. Who are some of the contenders? Because I'll run down the list of possible squads that you might be interested in.
13 teams, right?
13 teams. The 13th team was Legion 13, led by John Rahm last offseason, not this offseason. You have the Crushers, led by
Bryson
DeChambeau.
That's your favorite team.
That is my favorite team.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to pretend to be unbiased. The Crushers are my squad. I love Bryson DeChambeau. I love what they have going with Paul Casey, Matthew Wolf. You also have the four aces, who we just told you, Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed. They are among the leaders as well. You have Smash GC, who is Brooks Koepka's team.
Yeah.
So that's one of the squads.
A lot of love. West Palm native, right? Palm Beach County guy and Cardinal Newman alum. Got some love for the Crusaders. Plus, his brother Chase Good guy. Interviewed him a few times. Really helpful for me. So that's they got an edge.
He's a Smash GC alum as well. Chase Koepka did play with Brooks Koepka on that LIV Golf squad. You have the High Flyers with Phil Mickelson. And if there's one person that likes making content about golf, especially these days, it has to be Lefty. There's a reason why he and Grant Horvat began the duel, which was taped on Thursday and airs tonight, 8 o'clock on FS1.
There's a personal connection there. What were you going to say, FS1?
It's not FS1. It's actually Grant Horvat's YouTube channel, so I apologize on that. You have Torque GC, which has a couple of Chilean superstars in the making. Mito Pereira, who was in the hunt to win the PGA Championship a couple of years ago. And you have Joaquin Neiman. He was kind of the star that – the first homegrown star in LIV Golf, where they didn't get popularity outside of LIV Golf.
Yeah.
He didn't do that. No, he made his stardom in this tour.
Well, go back. I don't care about the Torque. First of all, I thought it was Torque. Looked cool. Now that you say it's Torque, I'm less interested. Go back to the High Flyers. They have the best name, and they got the Lefty. I'm a Lefty. I'm a southpaw.
Okay.
I'm intrigued. Who else is with Phil Mickelson?
You've got Cameron Tringale.
Okay.
Does that pique
that's
your
not,
fancy
nah,
whatsoever?
Not happening.
Andy Ogletree, does that
I'm
pique
fine.
Your
fancy? I'm fine. Yeah. Sorry, okay. Man, Phil.
Brendan Steele, he's having a tough time. He's 3 over on the tournament.
High Flyers, great name. Roster's not cutting it for me. We got to keep going.
How about
that?
The Fireballs? That's Sergio. Sergio Garcia.
I like Sergio Garcia.
Right. David Puig, Abraham Ancer, and Luis Massaviu.
No.
No, not doing anything for you? Okay, we'll move along
it's
to the Ironheads. Ironheads.
Don't like the name. Move on.
Kevin Na, no?
No, Kevin Na. If I'm going to pick a favorite team in this whole debacle, it's going to be somebody I want to wear proudly on my chest. I want their logo to be good. The branding's got to be good. And I got to fall in love with the roster. If one thing doesn't work for me, it's a deal breaker.
Do you like Australian people?
Yes. Yes.
All right, then I have a team for you.
Okay.
Ripper GC, Cameron Smith. He's famous for being nasty around and on the greens, one of the best putters in the world. Cam Smith and a bunch of whole other Aussies, Matt Jones, on Ripper GC, Mark Leishman. Ripper GC, they came in today 7 over, so not having the performance they
would like
to have. Oh,
absolutely not, then. Get these guys out of here. Why the hell would he sell me a loser? Not that they're losers in general, but today, I mean, I can't. If this is the event I'm picking my favorite squad, and the Blue Monster, as you say, is one of the toughest.
It is maybe the hardest course in the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
If they can't embrace this, then I can't rock with them. Sorry about that.
Do you like a lovable loser?
Absolutely not. Moving on.
Ian Poulter?
Who is that? Who's
Majestics?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Funny guy?
It's tough. How funny is he, though? Is he like stand-up comedy funny, or is he like situationally here and there? He makes a joke, everybody laughs.
His jokes are funnier because they come with a British accent. How about that?
Yeah.
No?
See, I'm not one that's that intrigued by the British accent.
But Ian Poulter is really good at match play. In Ryder Cups, when it's one-on-one and not stroke play, that's where he excels. Is that
none of that is really – also, if he's doing it for another country, why would I be supporting it? I only do that for Team Canada and hockey. You know that.
Fair enough. How about the Range Goats? That's a pretty cool name. And they are hot pink and black. And they just signed an endorsement deal with Freddy's Steak Burgers and Shakes. It's all completely factual. Bubba Watson.
What are you guys doing? Maybe if they signed a deal with Theoretically Speaking, I might rock with them. But the Range Goats, to be honest with you, it's too much of a reach, right? It sounds like they're trying to be hip, throwing goats into there, when I know that none of them are probably under the age of 45. I'm not rocking.
How about another overseas team, Stinger GC? You got the green, and you got the yellow. Does that do anything for you?
Growing up, green and yellow, I played for the Southwest Packers. You know what I'm saying? That was my little league football team. I sported the number 27. So green and yellow does hold a little bit of nostalgia in my heart. Maybe. Who's on the roster?
On
the LIV Golf teams. I'm trying to pick my LIV Golf club because you got the Crushers GC and I'm stuck.
Luis Oosthuizen.
Okay.
Brendan Grace. Dean Burmester. Charles Schwartzel.
Charles
guys
Schwartz.
Who have been up and down in majors, you'll see them play in the Masters. I just ran through every single team.
Right.
So hopefully we'll boil this down eventually towards the end of the show.
Right.
Again, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. I am Christian Katz, C-Cat, filling in for Mike Rizzo, who is watching someone get married in Chicago right now. Well, me and Theo, we are having the time of our lives because LIV Golf is more than just the golf, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we kind of walked through, saw the sights, saw the sounds. Play started. It's a shotgun start, so everyone begins at the same exact time at 11:15 a.m. on this round two, on this Saturday round. And it'll all wrap up in about 4.5 hours. And today also, Sublime. Yeah, that's Sublime. Love is what I got.
Yeah.
I ain't got no Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. I just, they're going to be live today,
Sublime,
performing live in concert following the golf. So it's a full day of fun, a full day of action, and a full day of straight up partying. We're right across from Club 54. There's a couple of hospitality suites from the teams involved, specifically the Four Aces, which we stopped by today.
Oh, man.
We met with our boy Antonio. They haven't got it hooked up. So the reason why I bring all of this about how LIV Golf is not just about the golf when it comes to fan experience, it's kind of about, let's not beat around the bush, it's about the drinking, dude. And we're waiting until 1 o'clock so we can throw these headsets off, turn off the microphones, and go enjoy the rest of our day so we can get some drinks down, guzzle, have a good time, watch some golf. When you are on the golf course playing or you are around the golf course watching, what's the cocktail of choice? Of course, on Theoretically Speaking, who you host, I co-host every single day on the weekdays from 2 to 4 on ESPN 106.3. We always have the cocktail of the day.
Come on.
During the happy hour. What is your favorite go-to golf cocktail?
I like to keep it light because if you're out on the course, especially here in Florida, you're going to be experiencing a heavy dosage of the sun, right? Like you're getting hit by that thing left and right. No protection. These palm trees got a lot of – that's the thing people don't tell you about palm trees, right? You think they create a lot of shade. Those, what do you call them? The fawns. It's a lot of slithers
in those
things.
The space between.
Yeah, so the sun's going to hit you no matter if you're near a palm or not.
If you've been in one of maybe your first apartments out of college or maybe your college apartment and you have a dog, the dog kind of ruins the blinds. So the sun always finds its way through one way or another. It's like that, yeah.
It's going to peek through. So you're getting hit with the sun. You don't want anything dark. So if you're out on the golf course and I see you order anything that's like a whiskey or a dark rum or a scotch, I know either you are a crash out or you are a dummy. One of the two. Can't rock with you. Like if I'm in a foursome with somebody in a scramble and they order a drink that the base is a dark liquor, I might quit. I might walk out. We're not getting through these 18 holes.
Okay, so no dark liquor. Especially not just like neat. Ugh, come on, dude.
Absolutely not.
You need some ice. You need some ice and you also do need a light liquor. So if it's no to the whiskey, no to the dark liquor, no to the dark in general, what is it for you?
The only time in life where I will accept anything that has vodka in it at this stage of my life, I'm over the age of 30, I'm no longer in college, the only stage I'll ever accept any kind of vodka would be on a golf course, but it still, for me, is the liquor of choice no matter where I'm at, and that's tequila. Give me a nice tequila, not Reposado, I need the Blanco, and at that point, I'm going to look at your either bar cart or your hospitality tent, and I'm going to gauge out whether or not you have high-level tequila or if you have an interesting blend of mixers, because my go-to would be a tequila blanco on ice, and you're going to tap that with a little ginger beer, throw a lime in it. It's something like a Mexican mule, like a tequila mule, but not as decorated, usually if you're on a golf course. You know, plastic cup. I'm cool with that.
Okay.
It's a good blend.
Are you a canned cocktail guy at all?
Absolutely not, unless we're
promoting somebody.
No, we're not. Are we?
No.
Okay, cool. Well, then absolutely not. I don't want to do that. Yeah.
All right, so do you consider that also a canned seltzer? Like, not a seltzer guy either?
I don't prefer those. Now, I will drink them, like, out at events and stuff like that. I never buy them for the home. And then, you know, if it's all you're cracking, I'll do it.
See, I appreciate the consistency of a canned product. That's the thing. If you have because, like, sometimes you have bartenders that think they're hooking you up. If they give you a double when you ask for a single, they think, like, wink, I got you.
My kind of people.
I'm going to plug you up. But if it's not drinkable because it's too strong, you might as well have given me nothing, and I pour it out in the garbage.
Are you serious? So I've never had – have you ever actually had cocktails made for you that were too strong so you pour them out or didn't drink it?
I didn't drink it, yeah. It sits there, the ice melts, and I walk away.
I just haven't – I haven't had that issue. If anything, I get like a margarita that has too much sour in it and I won't drink it, or there's a drink that's too sweet, and I'm like, I don't want to be drinking down sugar that's going to give me a headache or diabetes at some point. If you go heavy on the alcohol for me, I appreciate it's the thought that counts. But my key is if you're ever ordering a drink and you are in eyesight of the bartender as they are making it, I get you can't do this at dinner. You could definitely do it on the golf course. Watch the bartender's pour. Watch their pour.
You think that's like working as a Chipotle thing where when you order online ahead of time, the scoop's going to be thinner than if you're in person?
It is. But so, I watch their pour not to intimidate them to pour more.
Oh, okay.
More so I can know what I'm getting myself into when I do get the drink in my hand.
Oh, so you can anticipate a stronger or lighter drink.
Yeah. I need to know what I'm getting myself into because these bartenders are crafty these days. They're magicians with their hands, man. Sometimes they make drinks that got a lot of alcohol in it, but they cover it with certain things. You cut it with lime, cut it with mint, cut it with your mixer, and I can't tell. And see, and that kind of confusion is the same kind of confusion that these LIV golf club teams are trying to present to me with their branding and names, and then you present to me a weak-ass roster or a team that's plus seven on the weekend, and then I'm confused as to whether or not I want to pick them.
Okay.
What's your drink of choice at a golf course, though?
Drink of choice on a golf course. I've been fancying these canned iced tea lemonade vodka drinks. They have not perfected it until now. It used to be really bad. It used to be malty as hell.
Because it was malt liquor before this.
Yes, but now they actually have perfected the technology of getting real vodka in the canned cocktail. So a canned cocktail that is marketing itself as a half iced tea, half lemonade, or just an iced tea, I'll do one of those if they're presented, or I'll go transfusion.
Transfusion. Transfusion is the way to go. What's in a transfusion? I've heard about it. I know it's a golf drink. I've never ordered it.
So you take some, I believe, vodka.
Yeah.
I believe that's the liquor in it. It might be something else. But it's grape juice and it's ginger ale.
You're scaring me. Now you're ordering a drink that you don't even know what liquor you're drinking.
I do not have a good taste for liquor.
Yeah.
I can't handle, when I say can't handle my liquor, I need something a little bit sweet.
You don't like tasting the liquor in your drink. I prefer to taste it because then I know how much I'm consuming.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but you're a big shot guy, too.
I take shots.
See, no. No, like the antithesis of shot guy. I can't do shots because the whole idea of a cocktail is to hide the taste of the liquor, in my opinion.
Huh. So I get you on that because you don't like the taste of the liquor. You appreciate
I don't want to have some Purell in my food. Yeah, no.
You want a great mixed cocktail. And to be honest with you, that is, you know, the experience of drinking a cocktail, especially when you're at a place like, a Trump Doral and you're watching some LIV golf or doing anything in person, you do want it to be enjoyable. It's like sitting back by the pool. Like, I feel like we're in paradise right now. A good cocktail would go well with that. I wouldn't be doing shots out here, at least. I'll guarantee you that.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Maybe
not
get a little bit later.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I might tap
Sublime
in.
Sublime gets on stage.
I might tap in, baby.
Buying around for everybody.
Woo!
Wash down the sorrows of Cleek's GC. That's the one team I forgot to mention.
Cleek's
Golf Club.
What
they are spread across Europe. And I spoke to Richard Bland, who's from the UK, and he's not doing too good today. He told me this course was tough. He told me this course is difficult. The Blue Monster at Trump Doral. Again, if you're tuning in right now on ESPN 106.3, maybe you're driving up I-95. You saw the billboard going northbound on the opposite side of 95.
Speaking, baby.
And you're tuning in right now. Thank you for tuning in. By the way, we appreciate you. We're live from Trump Doral for LIV Golf Miami. Appreciate you for tuning in. We're running through all of the LIV Golf teams and deciding who Theo Dorsey, the storied host of ESPN West Palm. You might have known him from local sports television. You might have known him from, theoretically speaking, from 2 to 4. Which LIV Golf team is Theo Dorsey going to root for today and tomorrow here at Trump Doral?
Can we narrow it down to 4? Can I get a final four
so that
you know, we can get some heated discussions going here between the teams?
Well, I mean, that's not up to me to decide who's in your final four. That's kind of up to you. Pick 4 of the teams that are here?
I got all of them, which
is good about Trump Doral. You're going to see every single player. There's no cut.
Yeah.
So you don't buy a ticket on Saturday disappointed because your favorite golfer got cut on Friday night. You're seeing everybody when you buy a ticket. LIVgolf.com/tickets. Come see us today. Come see us tomorrow.
All right, so I got to start with the Four Aces. Four Aces Golf Club. Number one, we met our guy Antonio, who works with the Four Aces, and we met him actually at a TGL event. And I'm like, man, what you doing in here, man? He's like, you know, I work for a LIV Golf team. Y'all should come check us out. And I told him, hey, man, serendipity, C-Cat and I are going to be coming out to Trump Doral for LIV Golf Miami anyways. So that was a great connection we made, and he actually took it the extra step and invited us over to their hospitality suite for the Four Aces, and they were very kind. So they're automatically going to make the cut for my final four.
Full transparency. I'm glad you didn't hide that context.
I'm a good guy.
Yeah, and Dustin Johnson, local guy.
Exactly.
Patrick Reed, he was the answer to a trivia question that Kay Chumslin gave us during Theoretically Speaking this week.
Exactly.
Now you're familiar.
So I'm locked in. The Four Aces got to make the final four. We're going to get back to them. I do want to look around here and see. So to be honest with you, the High Flyers, they got to be in there as well. I used to call myself Blefty, right? Black Lefty, because I'm black and I'm a lefty like Phil Mickelson, but I guess he's not. Well, yeah, but he's a lefty.
No, but it's a play on his
exactly,
nickname. Yeah.
Exactly. So Phil is one of my top 12 golfers of all time when I do my triple Mount Rushmore of golf.
Every year you go and reevaluate things, and we posted who climbed the list and who dropped all the way out of the list. But Phil Mickelson has been in the top 12 of Theo Dorsey's top golfers of all time. I got a question.
It's a triple Mount Rushmore.
It's a triple Mount Rushmore. Who's number seven? That's what everyone's been talking about.
I know. And see, right now, currently, is Rory McIlroy.
Wow.
And if he were to win another major, and I get it, you guys look at the players, you're like, it's not a major, Theo. I know it's a big bag in there. It's not a major. I consider it like a major in my heart because, heck, it comes with so much money. If he wins another major, he probably climbs to six.
Okay.
But if you're Rory, in order for you to jump Phil Mickelson, who's currently six right now, it's going to take that extra step because Phil, you know, that's lefty. That's my southpaw, and he also just, you know, he wins a lot. So
we have the four aces.
Yes.
They have reached Theo Dorsey's final four of Team 2 Root 4, not just at LIV Golf Miami, but LIV Golf for the rest of the season. Four aces.
And the high flyers. And the high flyers. So those are going to be the two that I'm sticking with. Smash just catches my attention. Something about Smash catches me, so I got to throw them in there. And Brooks Koepka, look at that. That makes a lot of sense.
The biggest trade in TGL history is when Smash GC acquired Taylor Gooch.
Yeah.
So he's not having a good season this year. He's tied for 48th. Rooting for the comeback for Smash GC. It would be in your best interest if you wanted that.
Okay, so I got four aces, high flyers, Smash. I need a fourth one. Give me your pitch on the Crushers. That's your team. You like Bryson DeChambeau. You talk about him. You sing his praises. What's your elevator speech on them?
You like winners. The Crushers did win the LIV Golf Team Championship back in 2023, and it happened right here at Trump Doral.
So that was 23 champs.
23 champs. Not the reigning champs.
Okay.
Not the reigning champs.
Okay. Because you know how people get. I picked the Chiefs, and everybody got mad because they started winning, and then I'm front runner, bandwagon fan guy, and everybody wants to, you know, derail things for me. I don't want to fall into that same trap with LIV Golf Miami.
I hope that does not happen. But Bryson DeChambeau is a content king.
Yeah.
The guy has probably a top five largest golf YouTube channel. And that's his side gig.
Yeah.
He's a pro golfer.
That's crazy.
Is the scientist. He is breaking down the technology of golf. Bryson DeChambeau is incredible in terms of all facets of his game, and he keeps on evolving his game. He also had a big comeback, of course, won the U.S. Open last year with one of the greatest pressure shots all time with that 55-yard bunker shot on 18.
Huh.
So Bryson DeChambeau carries a lot of the weight. Andermon Lahiri is also a very good golfer. Paul Casey, Charles Howell. And I love the Crushers logo.
Yeah.
You see me wear that hat. I like the blue and the yellow. I love any skull and crossbones style logo. I just am always drawn to that logo.
What's this with the wild cards?
The wild card, they're trying to fight for their way on a team. So these guys are not on a LIV Golf team.
Those are just people that are trying to make a roster.
Yeah, Shea Poli, yes, they're trying to make a roster, trying to prove that they are capable to fight for these teams, to have someone that you want on your team. And they're also fighting for money. If they win one of these tournaments, they get that individual prize as well.
Okay. Just wanted to check and see what was going on over there. I like the I'll be honest with you. How about this? I'll name my fourth option on the other side whenever we decide.
So it's not the Crushers.
It's not going to be the Crushers, man. I can't have one of your – we can't both be rooting for the same team on the same show.
That's true.
Lame.
You can't have a sports talk show where everyone's on the same page.
Like, oh God,
that kind of takes
Crushers.
Away the
– yeah,
that's true. Okay, so four aces, high flyers, Smash GC. They are three of your top four, and we find out the fourth team in Theo Dorsey's top four Mount Rushmore LIV Golf teams by the end of today's Saturday tailgate on ESPN West Palm. We will have the rooting interest for Theo Dorsey. That is Theo Dorsey. I'm Christian Catt. It is Saturday tailgate on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Yes, it is. It's the first weekend of April. That means ESPN 106.3 and Saturday Tailgate is live from LIV Golf Miami, the first LIV golf event in the United States. They've been going all around the world, and finally, we see the best and brightest in the world in golf here in the U.S. of A. Here live from Trump National Doral, I'm Christian Catt alongside Theo Dorsey, and we went to break teasing that Theo was going to give us the fourth of his top four of LIV golf teams to root for. It goes Four Aces, High Flyers, and Smash GC. Who is lucky team number four who reached the finalists?
To be honest with you, I don't even like toying with people's emotion.
Okay.
I don't like to be a person that's a flirt that leads you on, and you're thinking you have a chance, and then last minute I cut the rope. So guess what?
What?
I look around the rest of this league, none of them fancy me.
Okay.
Absolutely
so
none. I'm top three.
Top three.
I'm top three Teddy today.
Four Aces, High Flyers, Smash GC.
That's where I'm deciding.
We will unveil Theo Dorsey's LIV golf fandom before the end
I'll
of
eliminate
the show
one
today.
Per segment now as we go through. So it's going to be elimination at the end of this segment and then an elimination at the end, which will give me our final answer, which would likely be a team that I already feel a strong connection to. I'm just trying to save room for a sound decision. I need a sound decision.
Exactly, of course.
Commitment right here.
And listen, hey, you were wined and dined from the Four Aces, so that's always going to be the back of your head.
Yeah, but you can't buy me. Can't buy my soul, man.
Man,
you know?
Of integrity, a man with a moral compass, huh?
Yeah, like I can't. This is not my style. Like I gotta be. It's gotta be true love.
All right, so you came up with this great idea about how LIV Golf has truly been in terms of modern sports. It's competition.
Yeah,
it is flat out competition in the golf game. Not just what we're gonna see unfold here before us at Trump National Doral at one of the toughest courses in the world, the Blue Monster, between the 54 greatest golfers in the world, but it's golf competition in the golf space in general.
Yeah.
With the PGA Tour, when LIV Golf was formed, they got some big hitters to join their tour, and they have not relented. So we wanted to talk about which major sport would best benefit from competition. If there was another NFL, another MLB, another NBA, who would be best, whose sport would be
better
off,
the most,
would be better off if there was not a one-stop shop monopolistic source for pro golf, pro baseball, pro basketball, pro football. What do you think?
So first off, we can rule out the NFL. Many have tried, zero have succeeded at any stand. I feel like every time there's a new competitor, quote-unquote, to the NFL. And, I mean, we're right here at the course with the name of a guy that tried it with the UFL, a USFL, and it doesn't work. It absolutely doesn't work, and I don't think that it would ever work. The NFL is an unstoppable beast. It is the abominable snowman. And I don't think – the good thing about the NFL, too, though, is, like, they seem to innovate ahead of schedule in order to keep and retain their fans and retain the attention. They're really good about that.
As bulletproof as they seem, they always stick and move.
Yes.
They're never complacent. They're always trying to be ahead of the curve, even though there's never anyone breathing down their neck, stealing their eyeballs.
Yeah.
When it's a Sunday in the fall, people will be watching NFL football.
Every time.
If it's a Monday in the fall, people will be watching NFL
Thursday,
football.
Thursday, Friday, any day.
It does not matter. And they could be – like they will engulf whatever already existed on that day on television in sports, and they'll just squash it like a bug. So the NFL, we don't need competition in football because we see what those spring leagues look like when it's not competition for football, and that's how you get gambling lines, betting lines that have over-unders that are in the 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
It ain't great football.
It's not. And if you look at the NFL as well, one thing I give them credit for, too, is they remind me kind of like in the digital sphere or like in the sphere that people might understand more if they're not a sports fan. Think about like Meta / Facebook, right? They still the great idea of the new quote-unquote competitor before that idea could even take off and take enough steam to overtake its attention. You look at every single – like when Snapchat comes out, what does Facebook and Instagram present under Meta's umbrella?
Stories.
Stories. Yeah. And they proliferate that. When Periscope and Clubhouse come out and they have these live audio channels for people to join in on, you get Spaces on Twitter. You also on Facebook get the IG Lives and the Facebook Lives that people adapt to. They're ahead of the curve, and that's why they have such a strong stranglehold on the – on you know, people's attention sphere.
And what's one of the biggest problems the NFL has had to tackle the last 10 years, it's just been head injuries,
safety,
right?
And kicking.
So, yeah.
They've been changing that left and right.
Yes, they have been, which is kind of a problem no one's really asked to fix, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Like, if they never addressed the quote-unquote kickoff problem, I don't know if they're maybe too talking about it, but
– remember the new USFL rules, though. That's what.
Sure.
That's where they were inspired to change the kickoff rule. That helped out with player safety.
Sure did. But player safety, and what's a way to make sure nobody gets a head injury? You eliminate tackling. You have flag football.
They are promoting.
And who is promoting the hell out of flag football? The NFL, because the NFL took over and said, let's not turn the NFL into an NFL op. Let's not turn flag football into an NFL competitor.
Yep.
Alternative, let's just make it another version of the NFL.
They're forcing flag football to now live under the wing or under the umbrella of the NFL, and it's mutually beneficial. Because if you let this thing grow and proliferate on its own, then you have a chance of it being something that, again, it'll never still compete with tackle football in the NFL, but you have a chance of it being something that succeeds outside of your reach. It's mutually beneficial because they caught on to flag football before it burst, before the 2028 Olympics, and now it's like, you got to get it from us first. You got to come through us and get it, and we're going to grow together. The NFL is impenetrable, rule them out.
It was no coincidence that there was a flag football commercial on the freaking Super Bowl this year. No
owners meeting, they talked about flag football at the owners meetings heavily. And on the one sheeter they gave media, because it was here at the Breakers in Palm Beach County, at the Breakers in Palm Beach, like one of the liners on the actual one-sheeter. One of them was like player safety. One of them was like media innovations, talking about the things they're excited for in 2025. They had a whole section for flag football. They're prioritizing this.
Yeah, unbeatable. Yeah. So obviously, for all of the reasons listed above, the NFL is not the option when we're talking about a pro sports league, a pro sport that would do better if it had a little bit of competition. So that leads us to basketball or baseball, because
hockey technically too, but you're not. Yeah,
I was gonna say, what are we gonna argue hockey?
Let's not fool anyone on the air right now.
Sorry, basketball,
guys.
You're the more of a basketball guy. I'm more of a baseball guy.
Yeah.
Between those two pro sports leagues, who sports would do better if it had competition?
I think we're getting our answer already in the fact that the NBA is now starting to try and be proactive about starting a league overseas. I don't know if you saw this about a week ago or so. There was rumors in January, but about a week ago or so, the actual NBA reported on it itself out of the league offices that Adam Silver and the NBA are in talks with FIBA with starting an NBA Europe League, which will tie into the Euro League basketball stuff that's already going on. But also, it would curtail the reports that we heard in the fall about LeBron James's team, Rich Paul and them, teaming up with potentially some of the same investors that did Live Golf to create an overseas league where you can maybe see some of the stars of today taking their talents over there and being a competitor. Because here's one of the issues that the NBA created unknowingly. As David Stern's whole mission was to globalize the game of basketball, they also did that. And in retrospect, the issue you have is look at the past four or five MVPs. Europeans. You know, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's African or Greece, however you want to put it, he's not an American-born player. Nikola Jokic, even Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is not an American, he's Canadian. Like, the basketball is a global game.
And taken away from the United States of America.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. Luka Doncic, Slovenian. Where does Luka and Nikola Jokic spend their off seasons?
Where's that?
Back home, at the crib, in Serbia, in Slovenia. And these guys, if they're going to be spending their off seasons there, and if the Live Golf-type money is able to go towards them and say, hey, why not just stay over here, play a 28-game schedule? We'll have a playoffs that are like three-game series. We'll cater it as much towards the players as possible, and we'll give you these blank checks, these $100 million-a-year contracts, and we can start our own thing here that where the regular season games matter more because they're less frequent and they're more highly publicized, and we have the stars. The NBA built this game on the stars. If you take the stars, like what PGA is, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you take the stars, Live Golf has a chance to thrive early, and I think that the NBA understands it has a competitor brewing.
To have a competing sports league with one of these established entities, PGA was established.
Yeah.
The NBA is established. Major League Baseball is established. In order to breed competition, you need to do a couple of things. You need to have the money, obviously.
First.
These guys aren't going to play for free, and you need to treat those players right. one of the big draws from LIV Golf was an easier travel schedule. Mm-hmm. Not only because, like, listen, on the surface, what, they're going to Hong Kong, they're going to Singapore. They don't have to play in as many events at LIV Golf, and they have each and every event is treated like a major,
yep,
where it's a massive event. It's not grunt work. No, you're trying to win a team championship. You're trying to win the individual championship, not just that weekend, but the season-long quest. And I do want to bring in another comparison, which is not a sports league, but it's wrestling.
Uh-oh.
Right now, that's another entity that was an established, monopolistic top dog where if you wanted to watch pro wrestling on television, you went to the WWE. You loved pro wrestling, you turned on USA, and you watched Vince McMahon's circus, and you watched Triple H, and you watched all those guys. Well, what was given to these wrestlers that have created another pro wrestling company? A whole lot of money.
Yep.
Jags owner Tony Khan, that whole organization, there's a reason why those wrestlers left, and an easier travel schedule. They're not doing these shows that aren't televised. No, no, no. They are given a lot more liberties and a lot more control of the product, the wrestlers are. So you got to have money, and you got to just in generally give these employees, these athletes, a lot more liberty, a lot more better treatment. So I think I like your NBA product.
Yeah.
Because if you're telling all of these European players, hey, what if you just did it at home?
Yeah.
Or you were an hour flight from home where you worked and you didn't have to worry about the in-season trials and tribulations of leaving your family to make your multi-million dollar contract. You play less games, you make the same or more money, and you're not in the States, which you clearly, speaking of Joker, doesn't want to be.
He does not. And again, too, the other side of this is there is a thirst for basketball that has only been fueled by the NBA. Globally, there's a thirst to watch it in person. There's a thirst to watch it on TV. So if you bring this to Europe and you have a tour there that is either a competitor to the NBA or, like I said, the NBA is trying to jump on it now and create a subsidiary of the NBA out there, there is going to be a demand for it. Here's the one issue you might run into. How many American-born players are going to be willing to take that check? Now, I still think you're going to get some. You're going to get some, maybe a lot more these days, the way, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people that might not want to be living in America right now. Might want to check another place out, see what's good out there. Oh, man, Europe, oh, this is pretty cool. Paris, France, oh, I'm in Italy. Like, that would be intriguing to some young guys that are getting a boatload of money early on in their careers. Like, imagine if, think about for Cooper Flagg, if next year, or excuse me, like, let's just say this year, if a competitor sprawled out of nowhere and said, hey, Cooper Flagg, you can either head into the NBA draft and you can take that rookie contract, which is rookie scale. You have to play for that for the next 4 years.
And you don't determine where you go.
You don't get to pick where you go. Or you can come on over here to quote-unquote live basketball, whatever, that's going to be overseas, and we're going to pay you a $60 million a year contract for the next 4 years. You only have to play 28 games. You're going to be able to pick what team you go to as well. They're going to be able to recruit you, and the highest bidder actually takes your talents. Those same endorsement deals you want, you can still carry a lot of those over because guess what? We're going to be nationally televised and streamed. This can be so easily executed. It only starts with the money, and that's why the basketball or the powers that be at the NBA are already taking action. In fact, there's probably somebody driving around right now listening to me or watching our stream listening to me like, hey, shut the hell up and stop giving folks ideas. I'm right here at LIV Golf giving y'all the formula.
Yes, we are live on ESPN 106.3. We are live on ESPN West Palm at LIV Golf Miami round two.
Yes.
Cade Chumsland, who is our golf aficionado.
Come on.
Played college golf at PBA. The kid is a straight-up stick.
Yeah.
For a reason. He's going to give us an update on what's going on around 18 holes at Trump National Doral at the Blue Monster when we come back. But first, Theo, it's decision time. You
Uh-oh.
Are down to your top three LIV Golf teams in terms of who you will root for not only today and tomorrow,
yes,
but for the rest of the LIV Golf 2025 season. You're down to the Four Aces, the High Flyers, and Smash GC. Can you tell me who is not getting the Theo Dorsey Rose and continue into the next segment?
I got to cut the High Flyers, man.
Whoa!
And it actually hurt me to do so because I didn't want to cut Lefty this early on, but I'm not attracted to any of the other guys on Phil Mickelson's team. I do believe that Phil is a little bit past his prime, whereas with the Smash and the Aces, we have guys that are really in the midst of it, still going for a while. I don't want to commit to the High Flyers. Phil retires in a few years, and I'm stuck with a franchise that I only believed in this aging star. Give me the Smash and the Aces to advance on. I'm eliminating problems in advance, just like what the Live Golf Basketball League, would be doing if they shorten the regular season, prioritize those games, and pay more money to their players. I'm just saying. It all ties in.
It all ties in. And I got to say, some people get bitter when things change, especially media grouches who are used to one league, one schedule, set their watch to it. Competition breeds innovation.
Yeah.
And like you talk about capitalism all you want. If there is pressure put on one company to get better because they have someone breathing down their neck, I love it. I think it's a good thing. I think it makes both tours better.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see all the innovations here around Live Golf Miami.
Monopolies are bad. If you don't understand that, shout out to all my Madden players. If you play Madden over the past decade, you understand what I mean. Whenever one person has control over all of the things, they tend to get a little lazy.
And if you lose in Monopoly, it sucks.
It does suck losing in a Monopoly. It's such a long, drawn-out game.
Mm-hmm.
And then you lose, and it's just like it's all over with.
Why did I do this?
Yeah, like I wasted four hours of my life and a lot of banter with people I don't even like that much.
We'll be right back on ESPN 106.3. That's Theo Dorsey. I'm Christian Catt, live from Trump Doral, Live Golf Miami. We take it home next on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
You sure can. We are live from Trump National Doral for round number two of Live Golf Miami. I'm Christian Catt alongside Theo Dorsey. Two of the halves of the three people that are on, theoretically speaking, from 2 to 4 p.m. on weekdays on ESPN 106.3. And we bring part-time trivia master, part-time golf expert, full-time good guy. Cade Chumsland joins us with a Live Golf update from the round two here at Trump Doral. Cade, what do you got for me so far? What's going on? I see they're through five holes so far.
I got a slight more update than that. I've got them at six holes through, but we've got the shotgun start going on right now. And we've already got a mix-up at the top of our leaderboard. Bryson DeChambeau has already overtaken Patrick Reed for solo first right now. He is at four under, one under on the day. He just birdied that fifth hole par four, and so he has the solo lead at four under. Right behind him, the two other members of that first group from the first tee, Dustin Johnson holding tight at even par. Patrick Reed slipping a little bit. He bogeyed two and three. He is back to three under par. Now looking back at Bryson DeChambeau all the way at first place. Few other guys at two under, few other guys at one under. There are only eight guys total who are under par right now. The Blue Monster really making its name known right now this
showing
weekend.
Showing its teeth, dude. Are you kidding me? This far into a tournament, the lead is at four under.
And it definitely plays like that right now. The wind is whipping right now. It's really what hurt the guys yesterday. It's why you saw the second highest average scoring round in all of Live Golf history. In the 3 years we've had Live Golf, This was the second hardest round yesterday. And guys, I'll be dead honest, we might get a higher scoring round today. These pins are tucked like I have never seen before. Oh. We're talking within feet of going to an edge, of going into the water or a bunker. So it's ridiculous right now.
So these, the best in the world, they're playing for par and hoping they nail a long putt. Is that pretty much how it is? You're going to the middle of the green and then attacking from there?
You have to. That's the only way to play these pins. I have seen guys out here today. I watched Matthew Wolf play the 11th hole. We're talking back right pin. It's surrounded by bunkers. It's impossible to go for. He went for it, landed in a bunker, tried to get out, went to another bunker, then had to get up and down for bogey. The very next hole, he slices it into the trees. I mean, if you are going to miss once, you better not hope you miss twice.
Wow.
Dang.
We saw Niemann find the water not once but twice on the same hole. Yesterday, that's Joaquin Niemann, who's the leading winner this year. He's made $8.5 million in prize money to date so far in 2025 already. And this course has really eaten him for lunch. Trump National Doral is a Blue Monster for a reason.
And I think Joaquin Niemann, you don't necessarily think of him as a longer type of hitter. And I think that the fact that it is so windy, the fact that the total yardage right now is at 75-90 for this course is what allowing guys like Bryson DeChambeau and Dustin Johnson, two of the longest hitter on this LIV Golf League, to be able to be successful. Did you guys see his first tee shot right here? Were you guys able
Bryson's.
To?
Bryson's. Right in the middle of the fairway.
Okay.
Sure did.
You want to take a guess on how long that shot was?
I was watching yesterday's action, and I saw him LIV around the 315-320 range. Where'd he get?
Sure.
So the wind was at his back, 396.
Whoa!
Bryson DeChambeau hit a 396-yard drive right off that first tee this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
The wind is whipping right at his back. He's the longest hitter out here. He is going to eat up this course if he can keep the ball in play today.
396?
Of course, one of the big highlights from the Crushers GC Championship winning round when the LIV Golf Championship was here at Trump Doral in 2023 was when Bryson DeChambeau tried to cut the corner on one of the reasons why it's called the Blue Monster, that big body of water on 16, and he hit it over everything, not over the green, over the water, over the rough behind the green. He hit it over the grandstands that were behind the green. Had to play his second shot from the green of a different hole and made birdie as he one putt from over there. So Bryson DeChambeau likes it here down in South Florida. He likes it in Miami. Cade, after we sign off the air here in a couple of minutes, what's your next stop? Where are you going? Who are you trying to catch?
Well, I've already been out to a ton of places, so I want to get all of this stuff live on our new golf YouTube page. We've got 4 Palm Beach, guys, 4 exclamation mark Palm Beach, our newest golfing YouTube channel presented by ESPN West Palm. So I'm going to get all my highlights out there right now. I've got Phil Mickelson with a clutch birdie on the par 3 fourth so far this morning. I've got Brooks Koepka with an unbelievable up and down from a bunker on 17. I've got a few ecstatic fans out there screaming mashed potatoes for John Rahm. The energy is outstanding. The golfing so far this morning, you got a little bit of the good. You got a little bit of the bad. It's all going to be on 4 Palm Beach later today.
You know what's cool about LIV Golf Miami and every LIV Golf event? Since these are star-studded rosters, it's not like you have a one-group event where the masses, everyone crowds around one group. Because you're telling me the leaders today were Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, and Patrick Reed. And that's a big star-studded cast.
Huge.
But since there are other big stars spread across the course, not one group gets piled on with fan after fan after fan. You always get a good angle of whatever group you want to see. That's what I've noticed. That's why you get good highlights on 4 Palm Beach.
That also is true. And I love how this course is laid out for everyone to get a good view. You saw this first tee absolutely lined with fans. There is plenty of room along the greens. Everyone's going to get a great angle. Tickets are still available at livegolf.com if you want to come out here to the Blue Monster.
Nice. So that music means it's decision time for Theodore C.K. I don't know if you're able to hear. He's down to the 4 aces and Smash GC. The old-fashioned Bryson DeChambeau versus Brooks Koepka in terms of who Theo Dorsey is rooting for today, tomorrow, and the rest of the LIV Golf season. Theo, you've had
this
1 hour to decide.
1 hour.
Who have you come down to?
This commitment right here is going to last me a lifetime. I look at Smash. I look at the aces. I'm leaning the aces. Hey, Harold Varner III, what do we know about this guy? He's the first one up here, 22. Is that a brother?
It is.
Is Harold Varner III a brother? Is he the brother that's golfing in LIV Golf? I got to rock with my dog. I'm with the 4 Aces Golf Club. I appreciate our guy for hooking us up. I'm about to go kick it with him right now.
Come on down to Trump Doral. LIV Golf Miami today and tomorrow. It's ESPN 106.3.
When in doubt.
Saturday, April.